The Good News According to John, Chapter 5.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book.
After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem there is a pool by the Sheep Gate, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, that has five covered patios. A large number of people who were sick, blind, lame, and withered lay in these covered patios, watching for the water to become agitated. For an angel of the Lord sometimes came down to the pool and agitated the water. Then whoever stepped into the pool first after the water was agitated was cured of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had been infirm for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there, and knowing that he had been ill a long time, said to him, "Do you want to be cured?" The sick man answered him, "Master, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is agitated, but while I am coming, someone else steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your sleeping pallet, and walk." And immediately the man was cured, and picked up his sleeping pallet, and walked. Now this took place on the Sabbath day. So the Jews said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not allowed by law for you to carry your sleeping pallet." But he answered them, "He who cured me said to me, 'Pick up your sleeping pallet and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Pick up your sleeping pallet and walk'?" But he who was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had moved away and it was crowded in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Look, you have been cured. Don't sin anymore, so that something worse doesn't happen to you." Then the man went off and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had cured him. And the reason that the Jews persecuted Jesus and wanted to kill him was because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working even until now, and I work." Therefore, for this reason, the Jews wanted even more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son is not able to do anything which originates with himself, but only does that which he sees the Father doing. For the things that he does, the Son also does in the same way. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he is doing. And he will show him even greater works than these, so much so that you will be astonished. For as the Father raises the dead and restores them to life, even so the Son also gives life to those whom he wishes. Furthermore, the Father doesn't judge anyone, but he has committed all judgment to the Son, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who doesn't revere the Son doesn't honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and is believing the one who sent me has the Father's eternal life and will not receive the sentence of condemnation, but has crossed over from death into the Father's immortal life. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming and, in fact, has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will receive God's life. For as the Father has his life in himself, even so also he granted to the Son to have this same life in himself. Furthermore, he gave him authority to execute judgment because he is a Son of Man. Don't be astonished at this, for the time is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of the Father's life, and those who lived a careless life to the resurrection of judgment. I am able to do nothing which originates with myself, As I hear from the Father, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I don't seek my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not reliable. There is another who testifies concerning me, and I know that the testimony which he gives about me is truthful. You have sent some to John, and he has testified concerning what the truth really is. Now I don't depend on man's testimony. However, I say these things so that you may be being saved. He was a burning and shining light, and you are willing to rejoice in his light for a time. But the testimony which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, that is, the very works that I do, testify concerning me that the Father has sent me. Furthermore, the Father who sent me has testified about me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, and you don't have his word abiding in you. This is evident, because the one whom he sent is the very person you don't believe. You research the Scriptures because you think that you have eternal life through them, but these are what are testifying about me. Yet you won't come to me so that you may have God's life. I don't receive honor from men, but I know you, that you don't have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe who accept honor from each other, but don't urgently desire the honor which comes from the only God? Don't think that I will accuse you before the Father. There is one who will be accusing you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe into me, for he wrote about me. But if you don't believe his writings, how will you believe my words? This is the end of John chapter 5.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.